AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says hiring slowed last month, but the economy gained 139,000 jobs.
But almost half of those came from healthcare. You saw about 50,000 come from leisure and hospitality. And you did see, I think, some weakness in some of the more cyclically sensitive parts of the report. So manufacturing employment was down by 8,000.
Wells Fargo economist Sarah Howe says there was also a downward revision to the March job numbers. Elon Musk is pulling back a threat as part of his heated feud with President Trump.
After the president threatened to cut government contracts for Musk's SpaceX rocket company, Musk responded SpaceX would start decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft.
Dragon Endeavor has returned home.
The capsules used to take astronauts and supplies to and from the International Space Station, among other things. It was unclear if Musk was serious at the time. Hours later, he said he would not follow through on a threat to decommission Dragon. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A salvage team is expected to arrive early next week at the scene of a cargo ship that was carrying vehicles to Mexico when it caught fire off Alaska's Aleutian Island chain. On the 81st anniversary of the D-Day attack that led to the end of World War II, 101-year-old Wally King, a fighter pilot, stopped by the grave of Major Henry Shurrells, Jr.
Henry, we're here to honor you. We're here to remember you and your sacrifice on that early spring day when you felt the weight and the anger of a group of ME-109s. And they got you.
Sources tell the AP the Pentagon watchdog is looking into whether any of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's aides were asked to delete signal messages that may have shared sensitive military information with a reporter. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks gained ground in morning trading on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The index is on track for its second consecutive winning week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 555 points. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. The market's gains were broad and led by technology stocks, including NVIDIA and Apple. Lululemon Athletica slumped after lowering its profit forecast for the year. Treasury yields in the bond market rose. The latest report on the U.S. job market showed that U.S. employers slowed their hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. Damian Troisi, New York.
Madea is voluntarily recalling about 1.7 million of its popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners because pooled water in the units may not drain fast enough, leading to mold growth. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.